A recent rash of unfounded threats of school violence brought a stern warning today from a top law enforcement official in western Massachusetts. During the last few weeks, there have been 16 threats against schools in Hamden County, half directed at schools in the city of Springfield. The perpetrators of the hoaxes ranged in age from 12 to 17 and were committed equally by boys and girls.
We are putting people in handcuffs and we're taking them out of their schools.
Hamden District Attorney Anthony Galluni said the punishment for making a bomb threat can be up to 20 years in prison. Even in the case of a juvenile offender, he said incarceration is possible in a Department of Youth Services facility.
Whether the persons committing these acts think they are humorous, they're jokes, they're hoaxes, they're lighthearted incidents, they come with some serious criminal consequences.
Galluni, at a news conference with Springfield public school officials and Springfield police officers, said threats made through social media or by some other means are disruptive to the learning environment and a cause of worry to parents.
So very simply, we want to tell young people across our school systems, regardless of how you're doing this and why you're doing this, this is very serious and is going to have penalties and an effect on your life and could result in incarceration through a prosecution.
Mayor Dominic Sarno said efforts to cause disruption in the schools will not be tolerated.
Don't do it, because it has been shown through our police department, our school department, and District Attorney Galluni that you will be found, you will be caught, and you will be prosecuted.
The officials at Tuesday's news conference stressed that school safety and security is the top priority. Superintendent of Schools Dan Warwick said millions have been spent on school safety.
We've received criticism from some relative to having a school police officers in our schools. I thank God every day they're in our schools because we ensure our kids are safe here in school every day. And I want to let our parents know we take every threat very seriously. We've hardened the target at our schools, and we will ensure that our kids are going to be safe every day when they come to school.
School assemblies are being planned to reinforce the message that threats of violence can lead to criminal prosecution. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.